Estağfurullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâhul hayyul kayyûm rasûl ileyh. Hasbel tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevvâbur rahîm. Vâfu ennâ ya kerîm, vâfu ennâ ya kerîm, vâfu ennâ ya kerîm. Vâhfir lenâ bi fadlike ya rahman ya rahîm. Ya melikî ya kuddüsü ya hafızı ya Allah. El evvel Allah, el ahir Allah. El-Zahir Allah, El-Batin Allah, Hayrihi ve Şerrihi bin Allah-u Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahduhu la şerike le. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammedun abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Seyyide ve Bedine ve Gahidin. Eşverina ya Şefi el-Müddin, bi rahmetik ya Erhamer Rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitab-ı l-Aziz, Euzubillahi mineşşeytanirracim, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kul, hal yestavvi lezine yâlemûne ve lezine la yâlemûn. Sadakallahu lezîn. Allah-u Teala says in the Quran al-Kerim, are those who know and those who know not the same. There are so many hadiths, so many ayats about the necessity of knowledge in our religion. I don't know if we are aware of it. Here are few of them. Allah Ta'ala says, He grants wisdom to whomever He pleases. And whoever who is granted wisdom, he indeed is given a great gift. In another ayah, Allah Ta'ala will exalt those who believe and who are given knowledge to high ranks. Here's another one. Those of His servants only who are possessed of knowledge fear Allah Ta'ala. And finally, Allah Ta'ala asks His beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي إِلْمًا, and say, My Lord, increase me in knowledge. The state in which the Islamic world finds itself now, which is lamentable, the state in which Muslims find themselves now, which is lamentable, is due to nothing but nothing else except one thing: lack of education and lack of knowledge. Neither do we know our religion, nor do we know our Lord, but neither do we know what our Lord has created, which would be learned from biology, from zoology, from botany, from physics, from chemistry, from history, from philosophy. So neither do we know anything about the world, nor do we know anything about our religion. Lack of knowledge gives us mercilessly in the hands to be slaves of our egos. In turn, not only we are ignorant, but we are also selfish, and we are also arrogant, because we are the slaves of our egos. And if there is any lack of unity, how could there be a unity amongst arrogant, ignorant, stupid people? Hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, seek knowledge even if it is as far as China. We are an example sitting right here. We didn't go to China to seek knowledge. We came to America seeking fortune. But on the way, we traveled all this distance from faraway lands, our homes, seeking fortune. Accidentally and incidentally, many of us went to school here and learned something. Alhamdulillah. And here we are in a nice mosque. Learning something. Little that I learned from someone who tries to learn things and give it to you. Someone traveled from Damascus to Medina Munawwara to ask Qasr ibn Qais whether a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was authentic or not. And Qasr ibn Qais related to this man what Hazrat Abu Darda related what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Allah puts those who travel long distances to acquire knowledge in His Jannah. Angels lay their wings under their feet. All creatures on earth and in the heavens, and even the fishes in the sea, pray for him. An alim is superior to any other good Muslim, like the sun compared to the stars. An alim is an inheritor of the prophets And the prophets did not leave as inheritance gold and silver, but knowledge as their inheritance. Hazrat Abu Huraira relates again another hadith. A single hour of studying to acquire knowledge is better than fasting the day and passing the whole night praying on Laylatul Qadr. 1 hour of study, said Rasulullah. Hazreti İmam-ı Begbi Kudüs-i Serrah-ı Sefrahi says, knowledge, ilim, prefers right over wrong, helal over haram. Knowledge is a light which helps one to walk in the path to Jannah. Knowledge is a friend to the one alone in this world. Knowledge guides and leads you out of all your difficulties. Knowledge is a sword against your enemies. Knowledge will beautify you, shining amongst the best. Knowledge will be a leader which will lead you to what is best for you. So knowledge is the solution to all your problems. Knowledge will attract angels to help you. Knowledge will make you, will make all the creation to pray for you. Knowledge will bring you close to your Lord in this world and in the hereafter. To study to learn is better than ibadat, than salat and sawm. Knowledge is ahead of good deeds, for good deeds depend on it. Knowledge is a gift of Allah Ta'ala to the chosen one, and the lack of knowledge is the curse of Allah Ta'ala. Having heard the ayat, having heard the hadith, having heard the praises of knowledge by Imam al-Baghawi, I will ask you one question. When was the last time you sat down with a book? The Quran al-Kareem, collection of hadith, the books by Waliullah, or a book of history, a book on chemistry, a book on physics, or some serious essays to learn something. I remember years and years ago, that I asked, nay, I ordered my people, never pass a day without learning something. If you cannot just learn a new ayat and memorize it, if you cannot read a couple of hadiths and remember it, at least if you do not know how to nail a nail, learn how to nail a nail. And if you do not know how to boil a soft-boiled egg, learn how to boil a soft-boiled egg. But we don't. Ya Rabbi.